And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
Ding, ding!
How about we can just watch basketball?
How about we can just watch basketball?
Hello, and welcome to the Daily Ding on the Athletic NBA Show. I am Dave DeFore here with Trevon Edwards for your Tuesday morning update. Before we start, don't forget, if you haven't already subscribed, you can get this show advertising free by going to theathletic.com/NBA show. Also, don't forget, the trade deadline is this week, so set a reminder for Thursday at 2:30 Eastern. We got a special live trade deadline edition of Nerder, She Wrote, with me, Seth Partnow, Mo DeKeel. We got Andrew Schlecht. He's going to help us out. And then we're going to try to wrangle whoever we can. We want to get all of these beat writers from The Athletic that are available, try to get them on, hoping to have a bunch of guys. I mean, let's see if we get a bunch of trades. We don't know yet. It feels like it's going to be a busy week. Come through, hang out for the instant analysis that, you know, as I said yesterday, you literally can't get anywhere else. A lot of stuff to get to, so we're going to jump right in. LaMelo Ball and DeJounte Murray have been named by the commissioner of the NBA, Adam Silver, as injury replacements for the All-Star game. LaMelo is going to replace Kevin Durant for the East team, I guess, and DeJounte Murray will be replacing Draymond Green. And Trey, just right off the top, how do you feel about these guys as the replacement picks? Obviously, this is a year that's been kind of tough. I actually think that rightfully, people felt like there were a ton of snubs this year. There were a lot of guys kind of on the fringe of All-Star, and I think there's a bit of a debate there, and maybe more so this year. But I feel like the NBA got it right.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's debatable, right?
It's always
debatable. West, you can say Jaren Jackson Jr. Mm-hmm. On the East, you can say Jared Allen, right? Because front court guys were the guys who are going to be out of the game. But when you think of a fun factor, and I think All-Star game, I want to see LaMelo Ball. I want to see Anthony Edwards. I'm not mad at DeJounte Murray because he's deserving. He's been working his tail off out in San Antonio, and he can ball. So, like, no question of that. I'm not mad at that. I felt like they got it right. No wrong answers. But, you know, Jaylen Brown felt like he was snubbed. But I understand that All-Star bonus means a lot. You know what I mean? He's going to be missing out on some money, and I think that's the part that, you know, that's why these guys get upset. Some other guys just want to go on trips and take the, you know, a couple of days off, and I get that part too. But, you know, when your contract's involved, you want to reach that goal. So,
yeah.
But I'm fine with it. I mean, I think LaMelo is actually fit for this game, and, you know, he doesn't even have to take a shot. He's going to try some crazy passes, and I think DeJounte Murray is, you know, this is like a, even though he's a substitute, it is the stamp of approval, especially the adversity that he's faced in his career. You know what I mean? Like, as far as tearing his ACL, getting paid the amount of money that he got paid and everybody questioning it. And he's just been, you know, a straight out pro. You know what I mean? So kudos to him.
I think both of these guys have all-star production as well. I mean, LaMelo Ball averaging almost 20 points a game, 7.5 assists, 7 rebounds, a steal and a half. DeJounte Murray, almost 20 points a game, 9 assists, 8.5 rebounds, 2 steals. I mean, these are all-star type performances. So I just, you know, we're splitting hairs here, and that's what we do when we get this far down the all-star roster. A little bit of extra roster news for the all-star game is that Jason Tatum will actually be starting in place of Kevin Durant. So Jason Tatum moved into the starting lineup. That feels fine with me too.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Speaking of LaMelo, His Hornets got beat by the really, really hot Toronto Raptors, 116 to 101. And Trey, look, the Raptors have now won six straight. They are hot. Pascal Siakam, player of the week. He had 24 points, 11 rebounds, 8 assists. He's been flirting with triple doubles during this whole run. How good has Siakam been? And really, do the Hornets stand a chance when they play defense like this against a team like the Raptors?
First of all, Dave, Raptors fans, please let me have it. I was wrong. I was wrong, right? I said this team was going to be a play-in team. They've turned it around. I think they're 17-10 since December. You know, Siakam obviously has gotten healthy, and I think that was the main thing of health, you know what I mean? But I definitely was kind of telling the team to move on from Siakam and pass Scottie Barnes the keys, but Fred VanVleet has been playing exceptionally well. Gary Trent Jr.'s confidence has continued to rise. This team has just kind of, you know, continued to chump away, and they're going to be in the nitty-gritty of things, if not, you know, where they need to be come April. So this game, you know what I mean, I you know, early on when I picked these games for us to watch, I'm like, oh, we got two good games. Well, you know,
oh, we're back.
We lose Gordon Hayward early.
The Bulls are
early.
Sort of back, and me and you are back because we got a bunch of blowouts tonight. I mean, look, here, let's talk about the Raptors, because they, to me, have four guys. I think that they're going to be active at the trade deadline because the East feels pretty open, and their four guys all performed. I talked about Siakam, Gary Trent. I mean, this guy is on fire. He had 24 points in this game. You had 20 from VanVleet, 20 from Anunoby, and he had 15 from Scottie Barnes. I mean, this is like they are getting – excellent production out of four spots in their starting lineup. And I think that they could possibly be like one move away from being a serious contender to come out of the East. When you consider Brooke Lopez having issues, who knows what's happening in Brooklyn? Obviously, the Sixers have some issues on their roster. Why not the Raptors, Trey?
Why not the Raptors? Just because, I mean, only thing that I like in the Raptors' favor is if they had to play the Brooklyn Nets, because they can't, Kyrie can't play over there on road.
Oh,
games.
Man, I didn't even think about the gamesmanship
road or home. You know what I mean? Like, that series will work in their favor. But anything else, I respect them. I think that they give a team their best. You know what I mean? And it mm-hmm. just depends on the matchup. But, you know, I don't like them going up against a Milwaukee. Maybe they go 7-6 games with Chicago, you know. They might even catch them. I don't even know. Like, I mean, again, but they're clicking at the right time. And I think Nick Nurse has just kind of improvised on, like, you guys got to defend and embody Raptors, you know, identity. And that's what they've done, man. Like, this team is always, you know how you have the Grizzlies with the grit and grind. Like, the Raptors are a defensive-minded team. You have to play defense to belong there. And whoever they get and they bring in, those people are going to play hard.
Yeah, their defense was fantastic in this game. And I mean, look, I will say this. The Raptors got out to a hot start in the first half. And then the third quarter, there was so much back and forth. It felt like the Raptors sort of ran out of gas. Charlotte got hot. Terry Rozier got hot. He finishes this game with 20. He had a great dunk in the third that really got him going, followed up by a big three. But ultimately, the Hornets just weren't able to get enough stops. They could not stop Toronto from answering. Every single time they got on a run, every time it got close, Toronto was able to turn it around on the other end. And Trey, you know, look, we love LaMelo. Terry Rozier is a lot of fun. I mean, Gordon Hayward has been pretty good, although he left this game with an apparent ankle injury. We know Bridges has been good. But they need to find a way to defend better if they're going to just be more than a play-in team that goes home after one game, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, they're still a young team. Obviously, the vets on their team add to it, but they're more youth-driven, you know what I mean? And they depend on their youth. So they're going to make a lot of mistakes. But then they're, you know, when they're going, they're going. They're fun to watch. And, you know, obviously we came into this game, you know, riding off of the selection and hoping that, you know, LaMelo would have a big game, that Miles Bridges would have a big game, that P.J. Washington would add into that and, you know, et cetera. But it wasn't, you know, they were getting cracked early, and it just got ugly and ugly. And, you know, they tried to chip away a little bit, and they finally cracked 100 points in the fourth quarter, but it was never close if you look at that box score. So I think they move on from this. and they build from it, but it's nothing to be worried about. I mean, I think I would more so focus on how, you know, Hayward comes back from this. If he has to miss some time, or is he good?
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more. In Chicago, the best team in the league picks up another win. Simple story. The Suns win 127-124. And just by hearing that final score, Trey, people might think this was a close game. But no. This game featured multiple fake comebacks down the stretch by the Bulls, who, plain and simply, are just too shorthanded. The number one takeaway I have from this game, Trey, is that if you want to defend the Phoenix Suns, you better have some guys who can guard guards. And without Caruso and without Lonzo, one of Booker or Chris Paul was able to do whatever he wanted all night, and they both kind of did.
Oh, man, Book was hitting deep threes.
He's insane right now.
You know, shouts to the Kobe disciples, though. Him and DeMar both showed out tonight, but, you know, you got JaVale McGee making threes. You got JaVale McGee having a stretch that was crazy. This game wasn't even close at all either. You know what I mean? Like, although DeMar had a good surge in the third and early fourth, it was not, it was too, you know what I mean? He had like 38 points and he's just scoring and scoring. But, you know, Book was comfortably with 30 something, you know what I mean? Before he went out, and he actually rested because he was kind of got up kind of weak on a collision or something like that. And, you know, Monty pulled him and, you know, the Bulls started to chip away and do what they do. But, yeah, it was a bit of a sloppy game. Like, it was the Suns' game to lose, honestly. Like, they had to just keep a lead. And, you know, Mikal Bridges with kind of like two bonehead three-point fouls and then, you know, clear paths. And they were just playing around. They were having a ball. So I don't hold this against the Bulls too much, but the Suns are for real, you know. Like, they come in focused. They don't play with their food. They share the ball. They defend. You know what I mean? The idea that Mikal Bridges doesn't have to be the only defender to guard those big players. You know, like that's the pedigree. And I don't think that they're a fluke. You know what I mean? Like, most people are like, oh, they made it to the finals because they, you know, this, that, and third. They're really a good team. Well coached.
That's going to do it for the show, folks. Don't forget, we got tampering coming up next right here on the Athletic NBA show. So stay tuned for that. And don't forget about the live show Thursday, 2:30 Eastern over at the Athletics YouTube channel. Make sure you set a reminder, go subscribe, ring the bell, however that works. Hope you guys have a great rest of your week. Trey, get out of here.
Ding, ding.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.